Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
The countdown is on. Till I'm going to be... I'm gonna be up in my high, taking a nap. I like to take naps. Although I've discovered something since it's been hot. I know on the regular old show, we just ended it by talking about things that are torture for you.
Yeah.
Like Riggins not knowing where to park to determine whether it's a longer walk to the grocery cart return rack in the parking lot or to the building of the grocery store. But since it's been hot, and oh, it has been so hot here, y'all. It has been so hot. It's been hotter than five freshly effed foxes in a forest fire. I'm talking about hot.
Hot.
Hot. Hot. I have come to realize that since my TV watching room, aka nap room, aka safe space, is over the garage, it gets hotter than other rooms.
Yeah.
So now I have literal fans around me all the time.
Really?
You know, not just the, you know, screaming fans that listen to the show all the time and follow me everywhere with their cameras and their paparazzos.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have little fans in there now blowing directly on me. But it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice, I gotta say. But it's got to be, I think, really hot. Like yesterday, it was 96, and so it was hotter up there. I think it can withstand, you know, up to 90 without getting hotter in that one room.
Okay.
But I don't know.
You need a portable AC.
Yeah.
Those are nice.
Mm-hmm. The fans are working okay now, because I mean, I have, let's see, there are four vents in the room, so the air is blowing constantly in there. And right outside the room, in the little loft area or whatever, where the thermostat is,
yeah,
it's a sexy 69 degrees all the time. It's just in that one little space, the space that I, you know, thought was going to be the only safe space for me in the house. Now, it's a good thing I'm not hot-natured, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's
good. It's a good thing I'm not hot-natured. Can't use my fleece snuggie.
Yeah. You nap on the couch? You don't get in the bed?
No. No, that's serious nap.
Well, it's
getting
Friday.
Getting in the bed, doing a bed nap.
You don't do that on a Friday?
No, I sleep in the... in front of the TV on my puffy couch.
TV's on?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's wonderful.
Volume up?
Well, not all the way, but in a normal volume. So I fall asleep watching whatever it is. You know what my visual ambient is?
I have no idea, TJ.
And Riggins always gets perturbed. But if I really need to fall asleep while I'm watching something on TV and I don't want anything that's going to stimulate me or pique my interest And something that is just going to lull me off is that my octopus teacher.
I knew you were going to say that.
I swear, you look at my Netflix right now, and it'll always say continue watching. Always up there because I never make it through much of it, and I'll turn it off, and I'll get so sleepy, I'll turn it off and go to sleep.
Have you made it through the whole thing yet?
Never. Not one time, and I've probably started it no less than 15 times.
Although that is one of the themes, that's sort of the theme of the story, is that it's calming, and this guy was trying to find peace, and he found it in like the most obvious way.
Yeah.
Oh, let me go find the peace.
So, Rob.
Yep.
Riggins picks at you for crying during Spider-Man.
Okay.
But he cried watching my octopus teacher. Which one do you think deserves more criticism?
I mean, I'm not one to shame someone for crying at all, but I think there's no connection to the octopus teacher, whereas I've grown up with Spider-Man.
Okay, well, the octopus teacher is actually a real person, and the octopus is a real octopus that's alive.
Hold on.
Why don't we let Rob complete his thought and his statement?
You're like that kid on the playground when two other kids are fighting and you just want to fight somebody and you jump in and say, ooh, like you go up and hit somebody in the back of the head and go, ooh, you going to let him do that to you?
Yep.
So, I want to fight some damn body.
Yeah, all I was saying was, you know, I've grown up with Spider-Man and this was a culmination of all the different Spider-Men that I have grown up with, and it was nice.
Now, I knew you would bring some logic to it, and that's why, without just pointing a finger and laughing at Riggins and, you know, being like a sports bar, you know, taunt.
Like Alexis?
In your face, yeah. You cry, little bitch. Well, you more of a bitch crying than a Spider-Man. I mean, it wasn't going to be that. There would be lie. He has a connection to Spider-Man, Riggins.
Yeah,
had no connection to the octopus teacher.
Yeah. Like he said, this was the culmination of a lifelong love affair with Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got some old octopus.
But Alexis, now, since Riggins isn't going to fight, what were you saying? That because octopus teacher is a real person?
Yeah, and the octopus is a real octopus.
Yeah.
It's like real life. They exist.
And so it would make more sense for Riggins to cry at my octopus teacher than for Rob to cry at Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Alexis, have you ever cried at something that's fictional?
Yes.
Okay, shut up.
But he asked me a question, though. He was like, which one makes... I'm like, that's what makes more sense. So you shut up.
But
have you ever cried at something fictional? Yeah.
Was there anything in those Harry Potter movies or books that would make you cry? Oh, anything sentimental
for
there?
For sure.
Oh, really?
Yes. But that wasn't the question.
No. I'm asking now, though.
Okay.
The conversation's going on.
Because I was like, that wasn't... Yeah, of course. I cry all the time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you cry sometimes just to be crying?
Yeah, I cry a lot.
Well, because you got to get tired of hearing the sirens. Yeah. That's enough to drive anybody to tears.
Oh, my gosh, shut up.
The helicopter buzzing your house with a big spotlight all the time. Looking for you.
Ain't nobody looking for me.
Is it crazier to cry at Spider-Man or my octopus teacher than it is to cry at a marching band like Ace?
I knew this would come back to me, but I'm fine with that.
Well, you were talking that shit just a second ago.
So yeah, why would it not?
He was talking hella shit. Yeah.
But it's not just any old marching band.
I didn't know you cried at a marching band.
It's not any old marching band, and it's only one particular thing that happens that makes me cry.
Oh, when the Saints come marching in. Oh, when the Saints come marching in. Well, I'd love to be an animal. Oh, when the Saints. When the Saints.
Yeah, again, much like Rob, culmination of, you know, all my childhood hopes and dreams.
To be in the marching band?
No, to be a part of that university and then to graduate from there and then carry on. It means that much to me.
All right. But Ace used to cry, though, whenever we had, you know, basically we just had emails and faxes and stuff, and those stories would go around, like people would forward those email stories and stuff. Those would always choke him up.
Yeah, I cried. I mean, I cried a lot of things. There are a lot of things that I, not as many as you used to,
But there are a lot of things that make me tear up.
Mm-hmm. Ted Lasso makes me tear up.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't at made times. It. Yeah, I haven't made it to a part that made me tear up yet, but I'm stuck on. I haven't gone back to. I haven't spent the money to get Apple TV Plus to see the rest of it yet.
Now, I don't. I can't remember the last thing that I watched or listened to or whatever that made full tears come down.
Yeah, because you're an ice person.
Right. No, I'm not. I'm quite the opposite of that.
That's what Jody says.
Nuh-uh, she says he'll tune up over anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. See him over there crying, watching Ted Lasso.
Aw. Do you just let tears fall, or do you, like, actually, like it's a lot?
No, it just kind of, like, they well up.
Yeah.
And that's what I would say. I haven't had tears fall. Anything. Okay. Yeah.
I have the...
And that happened in the Top Gun movie the other day when I was in that. When I was in that Top Gun movie.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Now we got a real conversation. Is that more ridiculous than Spider-Man?
I also teared up watching Top Gun, so I don't think so.
And I've seen a lot of people talk about tearing up during Top Gun.
Yeah, but I always tear up when I think of or when someone is speaking of the greatness of America and the strength of American military.
A real patriot.
What you going to say now?
Yeah, that's one of the things that will always... make me tear up. Talking about that or...
Talking about our boys.
Yeah. Going over there and whoop the hell out of Hitler and everybody else. That or when I'm talking about people who listen to the show and support us.
Yeah. Anything where something awesome happens to somebody always makes it... I don't cry, but it makes it difficult for me to get through it without choking up. Like, I was trying to explain to Amanda, the clip you sent me the other day, Riggins, of the kid who was Yankees fan and got to play at Yankee Stadium and almost hit a home run his first at bat.
Yeah,
like,
that was crazy.
Trying to explain that to her, it took a second. I had to...
yeah.
And then he got up to bat, you know.
Yeah.
That's anytime somebody achieves a dream like that and I get to share that story, that's always makes me tear up.
Did y'all see that? Well, Rob's the only other one that's in the room that's seen Maverick. Which, by the way, that's the official name for the movie now, Maverick.
Maverick.
Y'all seen Maverick? Oh, you know, damn Maverick over bombing shit. The guy that played Goose's son, Goose from the original Top Gun, the one that played his son in this movie, threw out the first pitch at some major league game and whistled it in there.
That's cool, really. Yeah. That's great.
And whoever was the honorary catcher. Missed it. They hit right strike zone, missed it. Hit his glove and then dropped in front of him.
I saw Miles Teller on TV the other day from Top Gun Maverick talking about their diet.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys that was on there with him said, I don't know who all the people are that's on there, but the other guy that was talking with him was a black guy who plays a pilot, and he said that we had a diet. He goes, we had water, and then to eat, we had some water. And they were saying how they learned all these tricks. And Miles Teller said, it's not sustainable. He goes, it's a horrible way to live. You can't sustain life living the way we had to live to look that way for those movies. But they taught him tricks like right before you go out, you have when you haven't had any sugar before certain scenes, they would tell him, they would give them, everybody got a cold Coke, and they would slam this cold Coke because something about it, when it hits your system, when the sugar reacts, it causes the skin to tighten.
What?
And it gives you extra definition.
Yeah. What other tricks? I need that for tomorrow.
There was somebody mentioned, but the Coke was one that stood out. And he was like, it's just not possible to live your life that way, to be that shredded all the time.
Now, I have a question that I've been wondering about. And maybe y'all know, maybe we have to look it up or whatever, but we got to take a break now and get into this. And I don't know, I'm probably going to make people mad with it because sometimes tend to not be as politically correct as the next fella. But I do have questions. I just want to learn. We'll do that next.
Hey, Miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
One of the more weird things in life is that trying to learn how to tackle your stress can be one of the most stressful things ever, which sounds odd, but it can. You're trying to handle your stress. It is stressful. That's why I've been introduced to Noom Mood, and it's great. You will take a journey to wellness one step at a time because they don't just give you a plan. Here, go out there and get after it. It's a guided approach that teaches you the power of shifting your mindset in just a few minutes a day. It's not a long, drawn-out thing that's going to take hours of your time every single day. They understand it's got to be accessible. It's got to be convenient. Only 10 minutes a day. You can do it whenever and wherever. You are stronger than your stress. Let Noom Mood help you. Worry less, feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. This will make a difference in just 10 minutes a day. Noom Mood, Noom.com/AceTJ.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. If you think you are hiding internet activity by using incognito mode or something like that, you are tragically mistaken. It does not matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited, and they sell that information. That's how you get targeted for ads and that type of thing. That's why you never go online without using ExpressVPN. It doesn't matter who your internet service provider is. ISPs in the U.S. can legally sell your information to ad companies. And ExpressVPN keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. And it's available on all your devices, phones, computers, even your smart TV. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by Business Insider. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/ACETJ, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/ACETJ. expressvpn.com/ACETJ.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
All right, all right. Share Funny, sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. We always love it whenever people are out, they see Paul Davis trucks and take pictures and send them in to us and say, Paul, love it, Paul, love it. That's always great. You know, it means we're hitting home, you know, hitting a nerve with the listenership.
Yeah.
Paul Davis Restoration is the company you should call when something has happened that has just damaged or destroyed part of your home. They come in and clean it all up and then repair it, restore it, and get you back into living the life you were living before said disaster hit. Like if Riggins was saying this morning, he was trying to figure out the best way to pluralize the word hippopotamus. You struggled with that for a second. You had to stop and think about it a minute because you thought maybe they were called hippopotami.
Hippopotami.
Hippopotami. So if the hippopotami get into your house and tear it up, and call Paul Davis.
Yeah.
Or just go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. And, Paul, love it. Paul, love it. Okay, here's my question.
Okay.
Ace, you were talking about the diet that the people had to do on Top Gun Maverick.
Yep.
This extreme, you know, the director and the producers and all standing over them. You've got to do this to look like this and all of this stuff. Somebody telling them what they have to eat, mm-hmm. and what they can't eat and all that. And that happens in a lot of movies. Magic Mike.
Great example.
It happened in Magic Mike. Now, Top Gun Maverick, one of the pilots in the Top Gun, top of the line, best of the best, was a woman. So do they tell her? Do they have men telling her what she has to eat and what she can't eat and all of that? Or is that something you don't do to a woman in a workplace, even if it's a movie?
Good. That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that.
Because a lot of women are sensitive about how fat they are.
Yeah.
You're such a jerk. Oh, my God.
That's a good point. But women who aren't even close to being overweight are sensitive about, you know, don't ask me how much I weigh, listen, you know, whatever. Much less, and I'm figuring that when you were talking about this earlier, Ace, that the trainer and the person who was doing all of the restrictions of the diets and all that was a guy.
Yes.
So especially if it's a guy trying to tell a woman, you can not eat that. You have to eat this. That doesn't go over well. So I'm wondering if they did have to do that with her, but they had to hire a separate female trainer if they were going to do that. So the woman trainer was the one training her and telling her, girl,
yeah.
You know, I'm not allowing you to eat this. So that order is coming from another woman.
Listen here,
girl. Rather than a man having to go, no, hey, girl, I told you, you can't eat that.
Yeah.
Put that down.
It looks like they each had individual people. Like, there's an article that says the diet and workout Glenn Powell followed to build his body for Top Gun. Miles Teller had a guy. Tom Cruise has a guy. So they didn't
work for the movie company.
They may not have had it. Like, say, okay. Hey, guys, you got to show up. You got to look incredible. You got to be in the greatest shape of your life for this role. Mm-hmm. Then they left it up to you to show up that way. That kind of like, hey, right. you better be here.
Probably because there was a woman.
Yeah.
And they knew that they wouldn't be able to get away with doing that. Or she would have raised all kind of hell. She'd have raised 10 kinds of hell.
Who are you talking to like that?
Yeah.
She's like, old man gonna tell me what I can and can't eat? Who the hell do you, excuse me?
Yeah, just the stuff that I'm looking at. You know, Tom Cruise went no carbs for like 7 weeks. He had no carbs.
Oh, that's depressing.
This guy, Glenn Powell, has a full diet and with his trainer that they worked out and all that kind of stuff.
They were still all fatties. Yeah, I saw the movie.
Bunch of fatties.
Yeah.
But I don't even know how they fit in the cockpit.
A little chubby.
Of those planes.
Chubby chunks.
Big old fat fellow. them flight suits with nothing but a pair of coveralls with the sides undone. Bib overhauls. I don't know. It's just one of those things where I don't know how any women, and I don't know if they do anymore, how any women use male personal trainers in any fashion.
Yeah.
Because well, they don't, I mean, they're on guard so much to have a man questioning them about what they're eating and, I'm sorry, not what they're eating, what they're putting into their bodies.
Well, I would think those women that do that would do that would never be bothered by the fact that they know that's part of the gig, that he's going to ask you this. They're like, oh, they're okay with it. So they're making the choice.
Even if they're okay with it, a lot of times they worry about what other women would think.
About what?
About a man telling them what they can and can't eat.
Like they're going to overhear or see it or whatever?
Or you say, oh, you have a man personal trainer and he's telling you what's how does a man know what a woman needs to be doing to be her best or how to look her best? I mean, they already say if you're not a woman, you don't even have an opinion, you can't even have an opinion about this that has to do with women. Your trainer is a woman, Alexis.
Yeah,
you probably wouldn't care if you had a guy trainer telling you don't eat this and I'm gonna go with you and clean out your refrigerator and you're not allowed to have this or that or whatever. You wouldn't care.
No, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't want to have a guy trainer because I'd be embarrassed to do the exercise in front of
you. He'd say I'm gonna come to your refrigerator and clean it out, and you'd say like hell you are.
I'm not gonna throw my leftovers away.
No, but you'd say I'm gonna come over and clean it out, and then you would probably say, okay, well, you gonna buy me some more food?
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you gonna meal prep for me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing nothing but an apron?
Yup. I want to see them cheeks. Yep. Turn around, get to cooking.
Right. I don't know. And I hope it's not that way everywhere. Because, I hate people being so sensitive about every little thing. It drives wedges between us and all that stuff when there's no malice meant by anything. But I know that they used to have on set, they had, for these movies, they had... That's what these trainers did. They worked for movie companies. You know, they were trainers to the stars. Yeah. And they would come in and do that.
Alexa said she would sexually assault her trainer.
I would. Yeah. That's basically what I said.
Yeah. I'd be like, turn around, let me see them cheeks,
boy. Boy, get to cook.
Take your pants off.
Mm-hmm. Get everything off. Mm. Let me see what I'm paying for.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. We just got something in here that is so disappointing and shocking.
What?
I always was under the impression when, ever since we met him and he became an intern of ours a long time ago, that former intern Adam was cool. But he's a nerd like Rob, obviously.
Oh, he's a huge nerd.
Oh, God, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. He said he cried in the new Obi-Wan Kenobi show.
I teared up.
Oh. Well, I hate that about him.
Well, do you know the context?
Yeah, it's Star Wars.
Well, is there anything that could...
There's nothing. Context is, it was the Obi-Wan show to teach him. That's it.
It's a Disney show on, about Star Wars.
But it's something they grew up with. No, but
they've wrung that rag about as dry as they could get it, haven't they? The storylines of these Star Wars things.
Clearly they haven't, because they keep creating stories and people are loving them.
And this Obi-Wan is really good.
Yeah. My son was
up. I'm all about it.
Jacked. He was like, I'm staying up to midnight tonight to see the new Obi-Wan when it comes out. See,
my mom, too.
Disney used to make, I cried. Last Disney movie I cried. It was Old Yeller, but that shit was no joke.
I know.
Took the dog out, shot him with a shotgun.
Disney, Disney's not the Disney that it was back when it was making Old Yeller.
Understood.
Bambi and all of that.
But Old Yeller, you're not kidding. It's like we went all the way in on the conclusion of this movie.
Whiz!
It's like you couldn't watch that today, could you?
It's been so long. I don't know. That was crazy.
Yeah.
And we watched it, fourth grade.
Right. I think it was on TV. The first time I saw it was on TV.
Yeah, because Disney used to do a Sunday night movie.
Yeah.
It would come on ABC, I guess. Yeah. NBC, one of those. And it was Sunday nights at 6 Central.
Central, yep.
And it would be a Disney movie. And sometimes it would be animated. Sometimes it would be, you know, like those Disney teen movies with Kurt Russell. Yeah. He used to be in all of them. Kurt Russell was a Disney actor.
That's The Wonderful World of Disney was on ABC. When we were kids, and then it got, then it, you know, moved to different
things. And Walt Disney himself was a great patriot, loved the country, you know. And if you will just be still before you fall asleep at night, you can hear him not rolling over, but throwing a fit in his grave.
Isn't he frozen?
I think that was the story. They had his head.
Or he's just
is
his
that,
head.
Hang on, is that true?
Because then he's just freezing in there like an ice cube. Rattling in there.
Mm-hmm.
Is Walt Disney frozen? Fact check: Walt Disney's body will. Well, it could look. Hang on. Body will be thawed in. This is from 2021. It said they were going to thaw his body in December. The claim: Walt Disney's body will be thawed in December to bring him back to life.
What? To bring him back to life?
Yeah,
that's a true Disney movie right there.
Hang on, I'm going through this clearly. Just screenshot.
That's kind of scary, though.
No one's Disney, we bring Walt back to life.
I know there's like little birds dancing around.
We heard this rumor. We can confirm that, isn't it?
But you wouldn't even have to watch the whole Old Yeller, just that scene, you know. And but if you got completely turned off by the opening scene of season one. Episode one of Yellowstone, because he had to kill a horse that had been injured.
Yeah.
Then no, you can't watch Old Yeller.
They say his body is not frozen.
Oh, it's not?
Technically, yeah.
Like a chicken tender.
I'm not sure.
I was not in the right headspace for that. But it's not the first time I've seen that in a show that just totally turned me off. The other one was House of Cards. With Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, I remember that. That was that was vicious, though.
It was vicious, and then he gets in and he breaks the dog's neck. I went, no, I'm not into that.
Yeah, that was bad.
The dog had been hit by a car.
Oh, yeah. So he was trying to, like,
make after it, he so broke it won't his neck.
Suffer.
Yeah, he broke his neck and then threw it out in the road and got run over by a car.
But it did paint a very vivid, immediate picture of who this person is and how he operated. Okay.
So, I was just like, you know, I want something light. And there's just not a lot of light stuff.
No.
And that just didn't hit the mark. But I went and I'll go back and finish it.
So if there was a animal that was hit by a car or something and to take it out of its misery, you had to kill it, you wouldn't do it?
Yeah, I probably would. I wanted to be entertained in that moment. Mm. And like watching Kevin Spacey, and especially what we know now.
How would you do it?
How would I kill it? I don't know. Maybe beat it with a shovel or something.
You can't beat it with a shovel.
Damn. That's not what I would have gone with.
He's suffering even more.
What do you have in your car? I don't know.
You're not killing it. You're just beating the shit out of it.
It's like, what the hell?
That's how I would do it.
Beat it with a shovel. Oh, my God.
That was not the answer I expected at all.
Well, I mean, he'd just have to think about whatever he could use as a weapon that's at his disposal.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
give him like a Hogan leg drop off the top of the Camry.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Yay. So, you want to know the interesting information I just got here?
What's that?
Walking at 9:45, then back to hop in, shower, and run errands.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
There's the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the update.
Off to walk. What is it? Off to walk.
At 9:45. Then back to hop in, shower, and run errands.
Okay. Noted.
She gonna hop in the shower.
She doesn't have time to be messing around with a bath and right. all that.
Well, most people say jump in the shower. Let me jump in the shower.
Yeah.
Let me jump. She doesn't do a full jump. She just hops in. Like a little bunny.
Yeah, quick. Hop, mm-hmm. hop in.
Yeah.
Rinse off.
Rinse off. Men never say they're going to just rinse off.
Just
rinse you know off. What that means for a woman, though?
Clean the vagina?
Well, I think that's part of it, but I think doesn't that just mean you're Burr not going to wash? You're not going to shampoo your hair,
right?
Oh. Yeah,
Burr bath.
But she will. But she will do that too because she's been walking and
yeah,
she'll do the whole thing. She's going to hop in there.
I'm hop in there.
Their vaginas.
So
well, what kind of what else am I supposed to make of that? Do you know what it means when they rinse off?
Hey. I don't know. Alexis, have you ever sent us a picture of you with your shower cap on?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I had seen it. It's a grocery plastic grocery bag.
Are we gonna call that a shower cap?
To her, it's a shower cap.
I have tons of shower caps. She
ties a grocery bag around her head.
Because
those shower caps, those plastic, what we used to call Jerry curl caps, they're very expensive. Yeah. I mean. A box of 100 of those would probably set you back, I don't know, $3 or $4
at least.
Yeah, but these are free.
But isn't it more trouble to tie it and the knot and the whole thing? And
it's poof. I look like an idiot.
Yeah, you
but
look romantic.
I look like a cone head.
Yeah. Because I would think you can reuse a curl cap several times for shower. Just dry, let it dry and put it back on.
Yeah, I need to just get one.
Or a bunch. Get a bunch get a box of them.
Yeah, go crazy.
Yeah, go to Sally Beauty Supply. You know what? Are you going to Walmart today, Riggins?
Mm-mm.
No?
He's like, I'm not getting her shower cups.
All you got to do is right across the street from Walmart. Just run in there and grab her a few boxes.
If I show up in the ethnic hair care section at Walmart, they're going to send out an APB.
Sally Beauty Supply is across the street. But same thing. You're showing up at Sally Beauty Supply.
Yeah. I'm like, keep an eyeball on him. I don't know what this pervert's up to.
Well, you got your options here. I just looked it up on Amazon. You can get a pack of three for $4.99.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. For only three?
You can also get...
It's more than a dollar a piece.
That's a lot.
Now, they have others that are fancier, like a luxury shower cap for women, waterproof, reusable shower cap for long hair, $23.99.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about those little thin...
Yeah.
Jerry curl caps.
Yeah.
You can get a
four pack, a three pack for $4.99.
That's way more than I thought it would be.
See, that's expensive.
Yeah. Keep doing the grocery bags. Know. Yeah, do a paper one. Yeah. Big old ass paper sack on your head. It's not working.
My hair's still wet.
Yeah.
One of those reusable canvas bags. That, you know, yeah. Like the virtue signaling people do. It's like, oh, I'm better than you. I'm bringing my own bag. You're like, all right, well, you're also limited in the shit you can buy because nothing's going to fit in that.
Yeah. Here we go.
Dumbasses. But
nine shower caps, waterproof, $9.99.
Yeah.
Sounds like a dollar each. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put a Tupperware in my head.
But I go to the ethnic food section in the grocery store every time I'm there if I have a little time, and I just wait.
That's so
see, because I know something pretty is going to come along soon.
Just play it cool.
Mm-hmm. It's like a deer stand.
You bet.
I just sit right there.
Pick them off.
No, I don't do that. I just want to see the pretty ethnic women.
Sure.
And that's where they go.
Yeah.
That one aisle of the grocery store.
You got to act like you're shopping.
But I'm going to start fighting for their right to buy from the other aisles, too. Why do they have to be just, you know, sequestered and segregated into that one aisle?
Yeah.
They ought to be able to buy from any part of the grocery store.
Yeah.
Just like the rest of us.
Get back over there. Get back over. We see you.
You're not in the international section anymore.
Yep.
You can go to Ethnic and International. Those are the only places you can go. We're following you the whole time to make sure you don't try to get something, you know, from the cereal aisle.
I don't even think there's Spanish cereal.
Yeah, well, I've never seen that. There's no frozen section for ethnic food and anything like that.
It's mixed up over with the regular people food.
Yeah, because at Food Lion, they have frozen pupusas.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Have you tried them?
No, I haven't tried them yet.
I'm going to go get some.
Yeah.
Just to see. But they're made of corn tortilla. Do they make a pupusa with a flour tortilla?
Mm-mm.
I bet I could.
Do it.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Bring me your grandma's pupusa recipe, and I'll do it with some damn store-bought tortillas.
Yeah.
So basically, that's a quesadilla.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. So I'll tell the kids now that it's not a quesadilla. This is a pupusa. Tonight's pupusa night, kids.
Come on in.
We're learning about other cultures.
You should make it on your cooking show and not invite Alexis again. How insulting would that be?
Use her grandma's recipe for pupusas.
And I still don't get invited. Yeah. No, I don't want to be invited anymore.
Oh,
yeah, geez. I'm over it. I've lost my passion and want for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
see, I thought it was inevitable that it would eventually happen. Like, we talked about it so much. You know, her wanting to be on the show, and, you know, we build it up and make it a thing, and be like, finally, Alexis is going to be on it. And then we would say, just kidding.
No, he killed my want.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now we're on the same page. He doesn't want me on the show, and I don't want to be on it. So everybody's happy.
Then we're not on the same page with this show. You're still clinging to that different page.
Still on that one.
But I don't even know where that cooking show is going. It's on hiatus right now. I don't even know.
Yeah. That was season one. That's how you do it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Whenever you want to take a break, that's how YouTubers do it. They go, that was season one. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll be back for season two.
I think it's going to have to turn into one of those, you know, typical internet cooking display things where it's just my hands going on 90 miles per hour, just throwing everything in the pot and going.
Yeah, you should do like a time warp one.
Yeah. Have you thought about doing a time warp episode? Whatever that shit.
I don't know what that would entail.
Time warp, but like time lapse. Sorry, time lapse.
Am I going to go cook something from the 80s?
Go
back to high school
and cook it today and then take it into the future and see how people like it?
Time lapse, golly. So quick to jump down my throat.
I was on that one.
And you're not?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of time travel? The culinary time travel machine?
Okay, has anybody ever gone down the rabbit hole of time traveling people on YouTube?
No.
People who claim they can time travel. It starts out stupid. You know, like every other rabbit hole you go down, you usually kind of go, well, I don't know.
But that term always sounds kind of gross to me and vulgar.
Time travel?
No, rabbit hole.
Oh.
It always sounds nasty. I know it's not nasty in any way, but it sounds nasty.
The rabbit hole?
Yeah. Right in the rabbit hole.
Bounce, bounce.
I went down a rabbit hole last night. I shouldn't have gone down, I'll tell you that. I'm itching right now.
Ew.
I'm itching like I done gotten into a bed of far ants.
Disgusting.
What were you doing last night? Oh, I was on YouTube going down rabbit holes. All night I was in that rabbit hole.
Hop, hop, hop. Water chip down.
Yeah, but no, Ace, I don't think I would sit through one video of people talking about time travel.
Yeah, it just kind of, you got to kind of be like, this will be fun. Let's check this out. And then they go, well, let me see what this other one is. You know, people show up in pictures and whatever. And usually you start out going, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Clearly that's not right. And then eventually you think, well, maybe.
Maybe they did time travel. Is that what you're saying? It's
like, what did Don Lemon ask about the plane that disappeared? Yeah. Now, I know there is no such thing as a black hole, that it wouldn't have been in a black hole, but what are the chances that it actually went into a black hole? It's one of the dumbest people on TV ever.
How do I possibly answer that question, sir?
Like, no.
No.
Didn't.
Yeah.
Idiot. What's yeah, the- I don't think I could sit through 5 minutes of that, and also people talking about, you know, ghost hunting and all those things.
I hate the ghost hunting.
Nobody's ever seen a ghost.
Yeah, I hate the ghost.
You don't have any ghosts captured.
Says you.
Yeah. What?
We've got a couple of Squatch hunters that are desperate to be on the show.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to say. I mean, because I had talked about my recent interest in Sasquatch and Bigfoot and things, and they want to get on. They got their own podcast. They claim to have found the best trail in North America to spot a Squatch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an interesting, I mean, I don't know. Do I want to talk to him for 10 minutes? Probably not.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Is it around where we live, or is it in,
I don't know,
somewhere else?
I'll find out.
All you got to do is say, I'm sorry, but that's more of a selfish interest that I had personally, and I don't think it's, you know, really that mass appeal for the show. If they got a podcast, they would understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you go be on their podcast?
Yeah, because, I mean, it was like a fleeting thing. I mean,
yeah. You're over it.
I'm way over it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I admire somebody who's got a passion for something like that, looking to find answers. I just, unfortunately, I don't give a shit.
You don't have that passion.
I don't share that passion.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
So Father's Day is the next big holiday event, right? Well, 4th of July, but then Father's Day, right?
No, Father's Day, then 4th of July.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought Father's Day was in June, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
4th of July would be
6 and then 7.
July.
June is 6, July is 7.
Right.
All right, so Father's Day is the next big event holiday. So the perfect gift for your dad is the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Right?
Right.
Because it was designed for dads to begin with, you know, because the guys who created it were tired of seeing their dads just be out of control down there. They were like, "Pops, you know, you need to put on some safety glasses and get to that, you know, get it done." Now, the Performance Package 4.0 has all the great stuff in there we tell you about all the time. The Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer that has that skin-safe technology along with the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. You know Dad needs that. He got stuff, you know, coming out of his nose that looks like a ball of snakes.
Yeah.
It'll get in there.
A ball of snakes.
You know how that woman on that Monsters, Inc. had a snake hair? That's what's coming out of your dad's
that's
nose.
That's so gross.
I'm just saying. I'm the middleman here. I'm the messenger. And it has the deodorant, the toner, those nice underwears. I mean, really nice top quality underwears, boxer briefs. And then the travel bag to hold it all. So that's awesome. All of the products that they have at Manscaped would be a great gift for your dad or for your husband or the father of your children or whoever. Any of that stuff from Manscaped would be great. But the performance package 4.0 is the best deal going, right? So if you want 20% off of that and free shipping, go to manscaped.com and use the promo code ACETJ. Manscaped.com, promo code ACETJ. Help make your dad smooth.
That's what they should go. Help make your dad smooth. Do it.
He can't even wear shorts.
Gross.
Have you ever talked to your dad, Riggins, about the short shorts that he wears? Because you comment on it often that your dad always wears short shorts.
Do you know those are coming back in? They're called Hoochie Daddy shorts.
That's what he's got. He was on trend before it was a trend.
Yeah, it's a thing now.
Are you talking about for older men's or just in general?
In general, it's okay. Coming back. I'm starting to see memes where they're making fun of them.
It's been back for a few years because I said I was going to start wearing the shorter shorts, and everybody's like, oh, man, how are you going to do that? And then I realized it was just younger guys that looked good in them and not portly gentlemen such as myself.
Yeah, it works on him, though.
I mean, but he's not portly like I am.
Yes, he is.
I got some good-ass legs.
Hey, you got to show them legs off.
He's got his shorts are so short that his boxers stick out when he's sitting in a chair and he, like, you know, the leg up, you know, his boxers stick out further than
the short.
The short.
What?
Wouldn't you just get new underwear if that was the case and you wanted to wear those shorts?
Yeah, I mean, he's fine with it.
Yeah, I don't care.
And I still think, you know, it's more suited for him because he's kind of a shorter. He's got big, I mean, he's not big bellies. He's got like a beer belly kind of. And I think it works for him. The short kind of balances out the short stature.
Is he tan? Works for him.
Yeah, he's pretty tan. He spends a lot of time outside. But yeah, he always was wearing the shorts. And I always figured it was like a Midwest thing where they just like short shorts and like mustache. But that's all the pictures we have is him holding us as like babies. And he's got like the smallest shorts on
I've
ever seen.
I gotta find this picture. Do the shorts have pockets in them?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like we used to wear really, really short shorts in the 80s. And some of them had pockets. We've shown y'all before online, we pull up pictures of football shorts, they called them. And they look like football pants the way they gathered, the way you would tie the knot in them at the top. And they look like football pants, but they were really short.
Right.
Those were the coolest, especially for the athletes to wear. And then we also wore the cutoff t-shirts. The midriff exposed.
Yeah, seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a...
Ass looking good, though.
Prime example right there, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that look.
That's what it what everybody
with the
looked
crop
like.
Top and the short shorts?
Yep.
It's a lot for a guy.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it was, though.
And the t-shirts you were given... for athletics, quite often would just the t-shirt would come. It was even cooler if it was already cut.
Yeah, they were made that way. The clothes that we wore for the football team, we all had to dress the same in our workout gear, even if it wasn't the uniform. We all had gray shirts that said football on them and team and shorts. They all matched each other, and the shirts came as half shirts. We wore that under our pads, playing football and all that. Mm-hmm. If somebody would have walked in a pair of big old ass, sagging ass long shorts, we would have made fun of them so much. Yeah. Well, what is your problem? Clown. We'd have called him a clown.
Yeah, when did board shorts come in? Early 90s?
Yeah.
Mid 90s?
The baggy pant style came out of prison.
Yeah.
Because the guys would get out of prison and they'd go back to the streets and they didn't have a belt because they took their belt from them in prison and their pants were sagging. And people thought that looked cool because he's a badass. His pants sagging. So then the style came, from that with the baggy shorts and the NBA.
Yeah, it was Jordan was the first one to wear longer shorts. And I was trying to see if it was
Jordan Knight?
When it changed.
NKOTB?
Then it got crazy. By the early 2000s, the shorts were below the NBA cargos. Players' needs.
I mean, not cargos, what do you call them?
cut off.
No, yeah. When they come down to the shins, what are they? Capris. They were capri length.
Yeah, Jordan was the first NBA player to wear his shorts bigger, and that was right about the time of the Fab Five. That kind of whole in Michigan and college basketball all kind of came in together.
Yeah,
and then everybody's shorts got a little bit bigger.
Yeah, right. It was a dark day in our history. The short shorts were the best.
Yeah, but now they're back. Hoochie, what do you call them? Hoochie Daddy?
Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Yeah. I like that. Hoochie Daddy.
Is that what the designers call them, or is that what they call them in the streets?
I don't know. That's what I've been seeing on memes.
Memes on Maymays. Okay.
Mm-hmm. On the Maymays?
But who's putting out the Maymays? Is that Michael Kors?
All kinds
putting
of
putting that out? Did he make a Maymay?
He probably did.
He's seeing Hoochie Daddy meets Mary Poppins. I just want to know if I go into Neiman Marcus or Barney's or somewhere mm-hmm. where I shop and I say I want some Hoochie Daddy shorts, they're going to know what I'm talking about.
Nope. It appears that they might based on what I'm
really?
Yeah.
I'm going to hop over to Bloomie's, see if they've got some Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they sell them in the pro shop at my club.
Yeah, they probably do.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.